Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I thought that this evening I would tell you a little story about something that happened in Orkney about 100 years ago. The year was 1911, and it involves a ship called the Orcadian Belle. She was a whaling ship. She used to spend weeks at sea out in the North Atlantic or in the waters around Greenland hunting whales. Now, the crew of the Orcadian Belle were very experienced, and they had had many such journeys and knew what to expect. And the day they set sail was a very bright, sunny day. They left Kirkwall, and after about an hour at sea, they came upon a bank of fog. This is not entirely unexpected on a nice day to get the mist rising up from the sea, and they knew that if they held their course that they would emerge out of the other side and all would be well. Into the fog bank they went, and they just carried on with their tasks. A shout came from the front, "Ship ahoy!" And there, to their amazement, coming through the fog was another vessel. They hailed it. They tried to send messages. They got no response. Not only that, but if they proceeded with their course, they were going to hit it head on. So the captain gave orders for the course to be altered, just enough for them to miss it, but close enough for them to see it clearly as it drifted past them in the fog. It was huge, an enormous wooden vessel. They could see the ropes hanging down at the side, encrusted with barnacles and green with slime. Up on the deck, they could see the brass fittings that were dulled and tarnished with age. And at the front of the ship, the enormous ship's wheel, turning all by itself. There wasn't a single person on board. No crew, no captain, nobody. 12 members of the crew of the Orcadian Belle stood on the deck of their own ship and watched as it sailed past them in the mist. As they emerged from the fog bank and it dispersed behind them, they looked, they scanned the horizon. Nothing. They could see open sea for miles around and there was no ship. What a mystery. Well, all inquiries that they made came to nothing. Nobody knew who the ship was and where she was bound and who was her captain. There was no information, and the only conclusion that they could reach was that what they had seen was a ghost, a phantom ship. And these were often spoken about in British waters in times gone by, and it was said that they were the spirits of ships that had gone to the bottom of the sea, sunk without trace. So convinced were the crew of the Orcadian Belle at what they had seen that they all signed testimonies as witness to what they'd actually experienced. Indeed, a reporter from a newspaper in London came up to Orkney and interviewed them about what they'd seen, and it became one of the best documented and one of the most famous stories about a phantom ship ever experienced in British waters. So, if you do come to Orkney, and you find yourself on the sea and it's a bit misty, and you do happen to see a large ship coming towards you through the fog, it might be a phantom ship. Chances are, though, it's just the ferry, and I suggest you get out of the way. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that story and it's given you something to think about tonight as you drift off to sleep. So it just remains for me to say thank you very much for listening, and I wish you all the very sweetest of dreams in your beds tonight.